The Vice President Parkway Emisa Afa says plans are far advanced to remove all bottlenecks hampering economic growth in the next 2 years. Key among issues to be looked at is how to cut down on bureaucracy, which could discourage investors. Vice President Emisa Afa gave the assurance when the UK Department for International Development, DFID's Country Director for Programs, Joy Hutchin, called on him at Flagstaff House in Accra. The Vice President also gave the assurance that even though there are some fiscal imbalances, efforts will be made to consolidate growth. Yvonne Atiligo reports.
The UK's Department for International Development, DFID, has been supporting Ghana for the past 15 years. The department focuses on areas of education, health, economic growth and private sector, among others, where it lends financial support. Vice President Emisa Afa lauded the department's support to the country over the years. He expressed worry over high interest rates, adding that efforts are in place to reduce them to create an enabling environment for investors.
Our plan is over the next 2 years to try and remove imbalances. And that also allows us to consolidate the economy and to move on. We are projecting growth between 8 and 8.5% this year. Interest rates happen to be high and we are working to bring them down. The bureaucracy sometimes disincentive to people who want to invest in the economy. And those are things that we need to work on to improve the business environment.
The country's director for programs of DFID, Joy Hutchin, said her presence at the Flagstaff House is to reflect on the relationship between Ghana and the UK, as well as the various aspects of development. She said this will help in assessing and reviewing new areas in which the DFID can lend support to Ghana.
Ghana's success over the last 2 decades in many areas has been the envy of other countries. And I know that DFID and Ghana have had a successful partnership on many areas. So just in the last year or so, together we have distributed over 4 million bed nets through the National Bed Net Campaign and worked together successfully on many positive outcomes. So as the new government completes its first 100 days in office, I think now is a very opportune time for me to be here and to hear about the challenges and aspirations that you feel face you in the term ahead, and for me to be able to think with my team about how we can continue to most successfully support you.
Director for Programs of DFID, Joy Hutchin, ending the report by Yvonne Atiligo.